Hi Vikram, welcome.
Hey Shaista, good evening.
Thank you for allowing me to be your coach today, Vikram. May I record this conversation for academic purposes, if you may allow?
Yes, please, Shaista.
Would you like to take a couple of seconds to gather your thoughts for this coaching conversation today?
Okay.
Please let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready, Shasta.
So, what would you like to discuss today?
So, Shasta, I would like to talk about something which has been bothering me for some time now. I have recently changed my career. I have transitioned from being an army personnel into a corporate life. I served in the army for about 22 years, and now last 3 years I'm working in the corporates in a technical leadership role. And during my last 3 years, I've been trying to unlearn few things, learn few things, and continue with some things which I have imbibed during my service in the army. And so far, I have received good feedback from my peers, from my leaders, and also from my subordinate team members. In my org, there is like it's there in all across the industry, like a feedback mechanism, a 360-degree feedback mechanism, wherein one gives feedback to their peers, to their senior leaders, and also to their subordinate team members. So last 2 years I have been receiving feedback as part of this mechanism, and I have received good comments about my ownership, about my problem-solving abilities, about my decision-making abilities. But one feedback which I have received consistently for last 2 years, although it is just a single feedback, like we reach out to about 10 to 15 peers to seek feedback, and last 2 years I have received a kind of critical kind of feedback which is now bothering me, which talks about my communication style. So although it's anonymous feedback, but consistently I've received for the last 2 years, where one of my peers, they say that at times my communication style appears to be rude and authoritative. So this is something which is bothering me. I've tried to figure it out that where have I used such a communication style. I have also spoken to my manager about it. I've also tried to identify some instances and being very deliberate about it, like how I talk to my engineers, to my managers, and to my senior leaders. But I am not able to figure it out, like because someone is putting it down on record. So it is bothering me, although it is just a single person, because both the years I have received from a single person only. But this thing keeps bothering me, and at times when I'm speaking to a larger audience, I tend to focus more on my tone and tenor of the conversation rather than the content. At times this does affect my flow of thoughts as well. So yeah, this is what I wanted to discuss about you. How do I go about it?
Thank you so much, Vikram, for sharing your intrinsic thoughts with me. I hear you've received consistent good feedback for 3 years with your ownership, problem solving, decision making. That's wonderful. I hear you are thinking about your communication style. I hear you're trying to identify, you are trying to be deliberate about the single feedback. It seems to me that you are exploring, understanding your tone and tenor through your own experience.
Yeah, especially this happens with me when I am addressing a larger audience. I get into that mindset when I'm speaking one-on-one with my peers or anyone. Probably I'm more casual, I'm more relaxed, but as I get into a call or a meeting where we have more number of members attending that call, I become more mindful that how I speak. And at times it does affect my flow of thoughts.
So I hear you have good feedback. I hear you are thinking about the single feedback you have had from one single person. It seems you are exploring, you're trying to identify this communication style of yours.
Yeah, I that's right. Like, since this thought is bothering me whenever I'm speaking, I try to identify, and I'm very mindful about the words I choose, the tone which I use. I know at times, coming from a services background, I might have unintentionally used a tone which someone might have not liked. But it, I'm sure it was never intentional. So, yeah, I'm trying to work on this feedback which I have received because I don't want to be taken as a rude and an authoritative person, especially in this role, because current role doesn't warrant being rude and authoritative. So, yeah, I am trying to work on this feedback. Yes.
Amazing. Happy to hear that you're mindful, you're aware. So, with this conversation today, what are we exploring?
Basically, Shasta, I would like to work on this feedback, although I am pretty confident, and based on the other feedback I've also received, there is no issue as such with the communication style, but at times during the heat of the moment or depending on the topic that is being discussed, one might sound to be authoritative, but I think being in a leadership role, at times it is required. So that is why I'm slightly confused that if someone is feeling bad about it, how do I work around this feedback? So that is what I'm trying to think. Frankly, I'm confused because I don't want to change my communication style. I don't want to change my personality at this stage in my life. But at the same time, I cannot overlook this feedback because it's a critical feedback for me.
I hear you're mindful. I hear you're aware. I hear you are intrinsic focusing on this single feedback for your own communication style. What does this communication style, this single feedback at this time, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, it is. This feedback is very important. Like I told you earlier also, although it is this feedback has not come from the majority of my peers, it's just a one single feedback out of the 17, 18 feedbacks that I asked for. But still, somehow, the person I am, anything which is critical or anything which kinds of highlights a negative thing, which I feel that I am not doing, does bother me. So that's why it's very important to me right now. Because I am new to this role, relatively new to this role, just 3.5 years. So I don't want to take that chance or take that risk of creating a negative kind of impression in my team or within my peers. Though most of them now work closely with me, most of them know me well, but still, as I told you, something which bothers you, I need to find a solution to that.
I hear you're critical and at the same time constructive because you're focusing on the single feedback. What is the importance of this single feedback and impact for this single feedback in your future for you?
Yeah, if like since I have got this feedback 2 consecutive years, so maybe if it was just 1 year and next year I would have not got it, so maybe I would have assumed that I have worked around it. But since it is 2 years, so I feel that I need to work more on it. And if because this is anonymous feedback, I don't know who has given it, so I cannot go and approach that person. But maybe next year, if I don't get that feedback, maybe I'll feel more satisfied and I will take it as a win for myself that maybe I have been able to improve and work upon a feedback. So yeah, that's how it is important.
I hear you say you need to work more on it, on this single feedback for your future. What is so meaningful about this exploration for you?
Meaningful, like if I think about it, I think that I maybe it's, I am not very comfortable with a critical feedback, and since I have got it twice in 2 consecutive years. So that is why it is bothering me so much. So, yeah.
Like you said, you need to work more on it, the critical feedback. What is becoming clearer to you now in this coaching conversation?
Maybe I need to not overthink more about any critical feedback I receive. Although I feel that I'm open to feedbacks, but since this is bothering me too much, maybe because I'm overthinking about this too much and letting it affect my communication, especially when I'm handling larger audiences. So maybe I should work on the feedback, but maybe not overthink about it. So that is something which I think it's becoming clearer.
Beautiful. I hear you say you need not need to overthink, and at the same time you say that you need to work on the feedback as well. For this, working on the feedback and not overthinking at the same time, what needs to shift in your perspective, Vikram?
Maybe
Take your time.
yeah, maybe what needs to shift? Not very sure, Shaista. I think what I said earlier, maybe I need to change my mindset or change my I need not overthink on these feedbacks, but not let them take over my thoughts. Yeah, I think other than that, I am not sure what else needs to shift.
Okay. What needs your attention, if I may ask?
Maybe if I get another feedback which says that, yeah, maybe I have improved, or someone tells me that, okay, yeah, we see a change in your way of communicating, maybe that might help me out.
Wonderful. I hear that you're quite aware, intrinsic. What matters most to you here in shifting your perspective to changing your mindset, you said, to not overthink at the same time. Focus on the feedback. What matters most to you here, Vikram?
17 minutes over.
What matters most is that not very sure, Shasta.
Tell me
Maybe,
more about it.
so maybe I am just thinking about working on the feedback. Maybe I'm not, and trying, maybe I'm in getting into a deniability mode, if I may say that. I don't want to accept that, and maybe I think I need to accept it very strongly that, yes, I think if someone has given a feedback to me, so that person has taken that effort to point some opportunities in me. And so maybe I need to honor that feedback and try and change myself. I think that's why it's so meaningful.
I hear you say that you want to honor the feedback. Someone has taken an opportunity to, say that for you, for your change. What will enable you to get to this working? Like you said earlier, I need to work more on it. And you want to, honor the feedback.
Maybe
Same
if
cons
someone like maybe my peers or my colleagues, if I maybe work with them, or maybe I check with them and they kind of give me some midpoint interim feedbacks that yes, they see some improvement. Because this is something which I've already discussed with my manager and with a couple of my colleagues. So maybe if I work around with them and if I ask them to help me out, maybe things would change.
So what are you discovering with this learning now, with this shift?
One thing which I am discovering, Shayesta, is that I should not keep it to myself. I should share it with at least a couple of my peers, colleagues, and seek help. Maybe because some things you feel that you are doing good, doing okay, but maybe things are not going the right way. So if I work with my peers or my colleagues, maybe I would be able to improve a lot with that.
So what resources in seeking help, like you mentioned, sharing with your peers, with your manager, which you're already doing, this will, what resources would you need? What resources do you need with to take these things along?
I think I'm not doing it enough, Shasta. Like I realize that all I feel that I have shared with them, but maybe I need to interact more with them on this and seek their guidance. I just realized that I feel that I'm connecting with my peers and managers and a few colleagues to help me out, but I'm not doing it enough. So maybe there's no resources as such, but yes, maybe I need to talk more about this with them so that I'm more intentional and I get a diverse perspective from more than two or three peers of mine.
I hear you say you're more intentional. You intend to get, more feedback, diverse perspective from two, three peers of yours. Who can help you on
5 minutes.
on this journey? Your peers, like you mentioned. How can I help you?
You have already helped me, Shasta. You made
Thank
me
you.
realize something that, yeah, I'm not talking to my peers, colleagues as much as I should. So thanks for that. And I think beyond this, I think I only need to put in efforts, and maybe when we connect in our subsequent sessions, maybe I can just share what I spoke with my peers and what all am I trying to do. So yeah, thanks for giving that suggestion.
Thank you, Vikram, for allowing me to be your coach. If I may ask a couple of more questions
Yeah, please.
before we end the session, how will you be accountable to these actions of seeking help?
Yeah, I need to figure that out, Shaista. Maybe I will schedule some calls with my manager, with my colleagues, specifically for this, so that I don't lose focus, and maybe whenever I'm connecting, we don't digress from this topic. So maybe I'll try and book some calls with that, try and take down some notes at my end. Yeah, I think that's how I will try and maybe I might seek help from one of my close friends and colleagues and make them my accountability partner or something of that sort, so that even if I forget or even if I am not following up because of some
Yeah.
reasons. Maybe they may be able to remind me.
Yeah. Anything else, or are you okay to close today's coaching conversation?
I'm good, Shasta. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vikram. I hope to see you again.
Yeah, sure.